What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. Today's episode is dedicated to Beyoncé Knowles Carter. I'm gonna give y'all the heads up straight up. I went to the concert. I am back from the concert. My spirit's still at the stadium. This episode is dedicated to Beyoncé Knowles Carter because when I tell y'all Beyoncé shut that thing down, when I tell y'all I don't know how she did it, I'ma just tell y'all right now. This episode is a recap. I'ma try to keep it brief. I doubt if I am because I got notes, but I'ma just keep it a buck. This dedicated to Beyoncé. Okay. So as y'all know, I went to the Beyoncé concert at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Okay, that's the new Rams and Chargers football stadium. First time being there, stadium's fantastic. Last week I talked about how the prep for the concert was stressing me out with the silver dress code and all of the moving pieces. It was a lot for your girl. I pulled it off, okay? Had my little silver outfit on. Somebody stepped on my Jordans. Jordans got ruined. Don't wear your cute shoes. Okay. Don't wear them. Put some buddies on. Go to Payless. Get you some buddies. Cause they're going to get tore up. But I had a fantastic time. And I went on night one. She performed in LA Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Originally, when she first dropped tickets, she dropped Saturday. Then she did an add-on show, which was the Friday show. And then the third show was a plus, which is her birthday show, the biggest event in Los Angeles of the year. Let me say that up top. That is the biggest event in Los Angeles of this year. That was the special. She dropped that third one on them. I tried to get tickets for the third one. It was very difficult to get it and I did not get it. Worked out, end up getting Friday. Fantastic time regardless. But a couple things to know to recap. First, I am exhausted. I don't know why. Well, you know, as you get older, going to major events, it's not like it used to be. Like, you ain't got all this energy. You just bopping around, go down there, go in, and then go home. When I got home, I felt like I got my ass kicked. There was so much. It was just a lot of effort, right? Meeting up over people's house for the pregame. Putting on my makeup. Because I had to get the rhinestones. I tried some stuff I ain't never tried before. Because Beyonce said we got to wear silver. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go and dress up for my girl. Had some rhinestones for the face. Did some. My boy AJ helped me. I put on the most of them. He helped me to finish it off. I did his rhinestones. So it was a nice friend bonding experience. Drive down to SoFi. Lots of traffic. Y'all know it's traffic in LA anyway. But getting down to SoFi, it was hectic. And adding, Sam Smith had a concert at the Forum, which is right down the street from SoFi. Why would he do that on the same night? Why he do that? The whole time we sitting in the car like, yeah, why he do that? Who going to see Sam Smith when Beyonce right down the street? Then we get into SoFi. We had seats on the floor. So SoFi has multiple levels. And to get all the way down to the floor, you had to take multiple escalators. You had to wrap around and do a lot to even get on that level. So just getting down there was a lot. Then people would take pictures and do content. It was just, I was overwhelmed before I even got in there. But once I got up in there, we was in that thing. In case y'all don't know, DJ Khaled was invited to open the Friday and the Saturday show. So while I was out there getting cocktails and a piece of pizza, he brought out Wiz Khalifa was the second night. He had Lil Wayne out there. There was 2 Chainz. It was a good old time. He did his thing. It wasn't just him DJing and we the best in all night. It was actually like a pretty good lineup. And shout out to everybody who got an opportunity to open at Beyonce's concert. But overall, it was fantastic and I want to go again. I literally been looking up tickets for the other cities this whole time. Why tickets now reselling for gazillion freaking dollars? I can't even go if I wanted to, but I saw how good it was. I want to go again. So let me talk about a couple things. Beyonce is incredible. On night one, it was a standard night, right? Her birthday night, which was on Monday, was a, it was an event within itself. But night one, when I tell you, Beyonce opened up the show, and y'all probably saw all this on social media, but being in there in real time, it's a whole nother experience. She opened up the show with vocals. She's her own opener. And people were kind of confused by that, but I can tell because yes, she gonna give you songs from the album, but at the end of the day, she gonna give you them pipes. Beyonce is 42 years old and she's been performing and singing live since 1997 on a professional level. Because remember, Girls' Time and them was out since way before that. You all know, because we are consumers of music, but it is not uncommon for people to start to lose their voice over time. I'm not going to name no names because I'm not going to, I'm not trying to be rude. It is the reality of being able to care for your instrument for that long of a period of time based on the types of songs that she's singing and the catalog that she has. That is not easy to do. To the point, the whole time I'm sitting here thinking, well, while she was performing, what is her recovery regimen? Is she doing ice baths? Does she have a masseuse? Is it acupuncture? Is she doing vocal rest? What kind of teas is she drinking? Because for her to do all of that and still maintain it night after night, it's actually insane or crazy to think when you really put it into that perspective, to be able to maintain your body and your instrument like that. I know comics who do five shows a weekend, and after, their voices are destroyed. They just doing an hour of stand-up. She's singing, dancing, outfit changes, and they giving visuals every night. It was an overall experience. Next point. Now, I'm not saying either one is better. I'm not saying either one is the best of all time. But I have seen Michael Jackson live. And I have seen Beyonce live. And I can make a strong case for both of them being the entertainer of all entertainers. Put people where you want to put them. On the list and on the rankings, on the spectrum. And personally, I will have the conversation. I ain't going to debate it because we can debate in either direction. But I'm only willing to debate with people who have seen them both live. I'm not saying you got to like both of their music. I'm saying people who have seen them both live. Hey, both of them are in the conversation. Because again, I'm talking about dancing, singing full out, choreography, full on performance, including costumes, visual, stage direction, production. We talking about relevance over the years, because your music, to be a great artist, has to follow the trend, and you have to be able to adopt and sit in the trend and not sound like you old or doing too much. And again, it's about being able to perform at that capacity for 3 hours. 3 hours. Get on the treadmill and walk and talk for 3 hours and tell me how you feel afterwards. That's what we're talking about. I can make a case for both. That's what all I'm going to say. And it open to talking about it. Again, I'm not going to debate it, but I'm standing in that. Another point, and I mentioned this lightly, this woman is 42 years old doing this. She is 42 years old dancing and singing for 3 hours at a time, back to back, outfit changes, production. She's doing all of this at the age of 42. I'm a year younger than her. And I started some new exercises because I'd be slouching. I started some new like back and posture exercises. I felt like I've been bench pressing 700 pounds. My shoulders hurt. They hurt. Okay? They hurt. I got a little stationary bike over here at the house I be riding. After 30 minutes, I'm worn out. I'm fatigued. Okay? I was having a phone conversation while I was on the stationary bike this weekend. Lightheaded. Okay? I couldn't do it for long term. Like, she's doing this at 42 years old. And I know hearing that, we take it lightly because we're not putting ourselves in other people's shoes. But really put your, feel your physical body right now, and then put yourself on stage every night for 3 hours singing and dancing full out. Hey, she's doing this at 42. Next point. This woman is still so gracious. Y'all know her birthday night was the night of all nights. We knew this. Okay. We knew it. Diana Ross came out on stage. Now I know this because I found me this man who I don't even know, who was IG living the whole concert. He was sitting in Club Renaissance, had prime seats. Okay. I watched the whole concert, the birthday show, from my couch in my bed. Had a fantastic time. This, when I tell you, when Diana Ross came out, I love me some Diana Ross. If it's somebody that I love me some Diana Ross. I love a glamorous star. I do not like my stars, my singers, to be dusty, ashy, not being put together. Give me the glamour. I want the feathers, the big hair, the smile, the gowns. I want all of that. I love me some Diana Ross. So when Diana Ross came out in full Diana mode, arm stretched out with that, hey, it's me, Diana, walk she be doing, to sing Beyonce happy birthday, I love that. Why? Because again, I love me some Diana Ross. But we are right now in a time, and I don't think we really realizing this, the Hollywood training machine and the gatekeepers and the artist development, that's gone. It's still happening on some scales. Like you still have like artists like Chloe and Halle who are still in that like school of upbringing where they're being groomed and trained to be celebrity and superstars. They're still very young, so they have a little ways to go. But Beyonce is the last person who has that Motown-esque old Hollywood thing. She is also now the OG. So to see the original OG whose career has been similar to Beyonce's, right? Girl group, both started girl groups, both left the girl groups. There was some drama behind the scenes. Both people didn't think they were going to succeed on their own. Both ended up succeeding. Both became some of the biggest women in music during their time. Both trendsetters, both glamorous, both well-respected. They have very similar like musical journeys. So for the OG to pass the other OG, her like the torch per se, speaks very loudly about who Beyonce is. Because Diana ain't coming out and doing that for people, whether she was paid or not. I don't know if she was paid free. Who cares? Diana, she's very clear on who she respects as artists and who has it. And she said Beyonce had it maybe 16 years ago. A video resurfaced. So the fact that that moment happened, that tells me there's something about Beyonce that people, I think we need to pay attention to outside of artistry. Because if you like her music or not, that's irrelevant. She right now is one of the last superstars of that school. She also brought Kendrick Lamar out. That's, you know, I love me some Kendrick Lamar. So when he came out, that was fantastic. Both of him, let me say, both Diana and Kendrick's mics weren't working. So that kind of pissed me off, but you know, and you can tell Beyonce was pissed too. Somebody getting fired after this, because you ain't about to have Miss Diana Ross and Kendrick Lamar come out and they can't even hear. Whatever. But overall, that Diana Ross moment was one of the best musical moments that we're going to get and we've gotten in a long time. Side note, at the top of the performance, Beyonce was so overwhelmed with emotion, she gave a speech. So I'm going to play a little bit of the speech just to kind of put in perspective when I say that she's still gracious and she still feels human in a way. Adding that, if I get flagged for this, I'm sorry. We trying this out, okay? I don't know what we can and can't post. So I'm going to play this part and we'll see what happens.
all of his fault. I'm so thankful. I'm trying not to cry. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to be on the stage. I'm thankful to look out and see your faces. I'm thankful to be able to provide a safe space for all of y'all. I'm thankful for music and for the ability to heal myself through music, which then heals all of you. I'm thankful for every tear, for every year. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for all the shit we've been through. I'm thankful for my beautiful father who's here tonight. I thank you for his sacrifice, for his pain. I'm thankful for my mother.
Y'all, let me tell you something. And I watched all that on IG Live, okay? I wasn't in the building for that show, but I felt like I was. That had me tore up, okay? That had me tore up. Even from the beginning, she said, I'm thankful for a lot. I screamed out. I know that's right. Y'all, life be lifing, okay? And sometimes we forget that life be lifing for people who are in the public eyes or celebrities or in entertainers. We forget the same stuff we deal with, they deal with it too. They just got a little more money. They also deal with crazy people doing crazy stuff and lying and saying they in Illuminati and stupid, just random stuff. So that whole speech touched me. But that goes back to what I said saying is about she's still gracious. The next point, moving on. Blue Ivy Carter really be up there doing it, man. Oh, that went so on. If we've seen all of the viral footage of Blue Ivy dancing, we've seen her from the beginning, that first performance, to the end, to right now. Blue Ivy is like 11 years old. Let me focus on that for a second. She is not even a teenager. She is 11 years old. There were over, I believe, 60,000 people in that stadium. For an 11-year-old to get up in there and dance and do a routine night after night with that big of a crowd. Because let me tell you, when she got finished, and I've been on stage and I've been cheered at and heard applause, the amount of energy that was in that room when she got done cheering for her, it was too much for the body. It, like, my body felt the power of that, if that makes sense. Like, you can feel that type of energy moving through the space. And I can't imagine what it feels like for a child to have all of that coming at you and coming towards you. It was literally overwhelming. Like, I started tearing up. Tears dropped from my eye because it was so much. But that little girl really up there doing it. I just can't imagine how it must, like, you know, when you have parents who are in, have achieved, a lot of times they're very helpful in helping you to achieve. So only imagine what all of us, or who all of us could have been, if we just had the type of, we were in the type of environment for, with people who knew how to get us to where we could be. Cause y'all, ain't no telling what Blue Ivy gonna end up doing. She could literally do anything she wants. It was fantastic. I'm so proud of her. I don't like calling other people kids, our nieces and nephews or whatnot, but I am so proud of Blue Ivy. She was up there killing it. Next point, that concert was worth every penny I spent. I am all about experiences now. I am willing to pay for an experience. I'm willing to pay for comfort. If I go on a trip, I want to stay at the luxurious resort. Okay, I want to get into the premium section of the resort so I can go to that little club where they be having the appetizers before dinner. I want the swim up pool. If we got a concert, I want to see the show. I don't want to be up top and have to squint. I know I need to be as close as I can get. That money I spent on this concert, from the outfits to the cheap shirts from Fashion Nova, to the parking, to the cocktails at the venue, Venmo on people who picked up the tab because they had put it on their car, all that. It was worth every freaking penny, and I would pay it again. That show, when I tell you, that was a freaking show. On your feet for 3 hours straight, even during costume changes, she giving visuals. Her band be, yo, that band so damn good. Ooh, let me tell you something. I love me some bands. I love musical experiences. That fucking band, y'all, I'm talking about the bass, that he was eating. The drummer, oh, the background singers, Pure Honey. Fan freak attack, worth every dime. Adding to that though, when I say I need to see her next time, I'm being in Club Renaissance. I don't care. I have to see, now I've seen her. I got to see her up close. I need to see the sweat dripping off her forehead. That top lip sweat, I need to see it. I have to see this in person as close as possible. So even though I was on the floor this time, no, I need to be in her face. Okay. I need to see the band that's blowing her hair back. That's where I need to be. And I'm going to spend the money. I don't care if I have to save. I don't care. Might have to do a little something on the shine. I don't care. Okay. Do what I got to do. And last point. I know people probably listening to this and you may either be understanding of it. Some people may not agree. Some people may be annoyed because they just don't like Beyonce, which I hear that. I hear people say that, especially a lot of guys, because, you know, she seems like a girl's girl. And when she married Jay-Z, that's when some guys started trying to listen. But for the most part, you know, she, like I said, she's a girl's girl. But I will say this. If you don't at least respect Beyonce as a performer, then flat out, you probably just a hater. Like, that's not even trying to be funny or no shade. That's just logical, critical thinking. If you don't even respect her as a performer, being able to do all of the things that she has done for as long as she has been able to do them, there is no real explanation for that lack of respect, except you're probably just a hater. Like, there's artists that I don't necessarily vibe with. I don't really like them. But I respect it because I understand what it takes to do that, to get to that point. The hard work you got to put in to be able to reach a certain level. I know what that looks like. I've seen it. I'm seeing it in my peers. I respect it. So when people say, I don't like Beyonce, I don't get the hype, she overrated, you just a hater. Like, ain't no other. You a hater. And again, that's not even being funny. Some people are just really haters. And I think once people accept that, then you'll go farther in life, okay? Especially people who are performers. If you have performed in front of any crowd doing any type of artistic performance, whether it's dancing, singing, acting, stand-up comedy, playing an instrument, if you have performed in any way and you don't feel a certain way about Beyoncé, you a hater, or you not good at your craft, or you don't know how to get good at your craft. It's very simple. For non-performers, I can see how I give them a little more leeway, because if you haven't performed, you're not a performer, you really don't know what it takes. You're just a consumer. But if you know what it takes and you feel that way, you got the hate in your heart, dog. You got to get it out. All right. So in short, I highly recommend going to that concert. If you can still get tickets somewhere, get the tickets. If Beyoncé goes on tour again, go to the show, especially as she starts to get up in age and with priorities changing. We see that with all the major stars, right? Even if we compare it to Diana Ross, who we were just talking about, Diana was peak Diana, but after a while, things shifted and she had to prioritize. She started getting more into movies. Her tour dates started becoming more intimate. Same with like Usher and everybody else. So as long as Beyoncé is performing, I highly recommend you go, even if you aren't the biggest fan. I want people to see it, because as long as we keep comparing her to our all-time faves and who we think are the best, you're going to start having to know what you're talking about. And if you haven't seen somebody perform live, you're going to be eliminated from the conversation. Even if you get tickets up in the nosebleeds, I highly recommend spending the money to go see this concert, especially if you value live performances. 10 out of 10, 10, 10, 10 across the board. Okay. Face card never decline. Okay. Face card. Okay. Vocals on 10. Heated. I'm just going to start naming all the Beyoncé songs because that's how good it was. What did y'all think about y'all's experience? Did y'all go to the show? Some people sat this one out. Some people waiting for the performance movie. You know, she's known for having like a documentary on Netflix or HBO. I'm hoping she has that for this as well, but I can't necessarily risk that. I had to see my girl in person, and it was worth every freaking dime. Time well spent. What was your experience like? After seeing the footage, if you didn't go, do you regret not going? Let me know. Share all your thoughts with me on social media. You can find me at Kenelia. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about all things Renaissance War Tour, my experience at SoFi, everything that went into it, what happened while I was at the concert, the actual performance, and the concert that I was not in person for, which was her birthday show, and everything that went down on that night. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts about all of this, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also check my website. I got some shows coming up in Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.